Libraries are usually known for being quiet, but last weekend the Kodiak Public Library was anything but as dozens came out for FanCon. Volunteers in blue shirts walked back and forth running various booths and announcing when events would start. One popular booth was manned by Guy Bartleson from the village of Port Lions. He brought some of his most valuable pieces from his decades-old comic book collection to show off.
The Ghost Rider's worth about $1,500. However, the first appearance of Iron Man, it's about a $10,000 book.
That was just a small fraction of his stash at home. Bartleson also sold comic books at the convention. Most went for as little as 50 cents to a few dollars a piece.
A lot of stuff I brought too is also duplicates and triplicates of things I picked up over the years. I might find a collection that has some books in it I really like, and I'll buy the whole collection.
He even gave some away, especially to kids, to get them excited about reading. That type of enthusiasm is the whole point of the convention. FanCon is the brainchild of Bailey Berry.
We had a whole planning committee this year. They were fantastic, really helped up our game from last year. And then we have lots of volunteers that you've seen wearing the shirts, and our library staff as well that I've roped into this.
Entrance was free and included video game tournaments, movies, and shopping. There was even a painting tutorial hosted by Grand Slam Toys and Games, a local store downtown. Similar conventions have become increasingly popular for franchises like Lord of the Rings and the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies as a way to connect old fans and find new ones. But events like these are often in bigger cities, and Kodiak residents would have to fly and pay for hotels on top of any entrance fees. Berry says she wanted to keep the local event as accessible as possible.
You know, there's a lot of people that can't. They can't afford to get off island, can't because of work. And so to offer something that's here and free, accessible to everyone, was kind of a key tenet for us.
Locals weren't the only ones in attendance either. The featured author this year was Heidi Lynn Burke, who goes by H.L. Burke on her books. She's from Oregon, and this was her first time in Alaska. It was also her first time as a solo featured author for an event.
I've done author events before, but I've never had one that actually flew me up before, so it makes me feel a little bit like a celebrity, which is not something you get a lot as a small independent author.
Burke gave a talk about writing as part of her visit to Kodiak, as well as ran a table promoting her work. She first started seriously publishing a decade ago, and she's already published dozens of books, mostly about superheroes. Burke says she's been to a few bigger conventions before, but working smaller ones like Kodiak's FanCon gives her more opportunities to connect with people.
I like interacting with people and talking about writing, and you always meet a couple people who are interested in getting into it, and you can talk to them about how it happens and stuff.
Other booths included various kinds of fandom-themed merchandise for sale, like stuffed toys or earrings. But Berry, the organizer, says she's just happy to see people coming together to have fun.
I am excited to see people that I normally wouldn't see in the library come and discover that we have this really great resource in Kodiak. And also really excited to see more cosplayers this year. Last year we only had a couple, but this year I've seen some really cool ones.
Berry says she hopes to continue growing FanCon and have another event next year. Checking out at the Kodiak Public Library, I'm Brian Benoit.